was young and Mother's Day would come around, we'd all put on our Sunday best and drive to town. We'd go to church and offer praises to the King and honor mothers who mean everything. Before we'd leave, Dad would take us aside and say, "Dear children, it gives your mother so much pride. The love you have for her, the whole world will know. And place don't eat of us a bright red rose. I wore a red, red rose for Mother, and it filled my heart with joy to see it there. I didn't know how much more it meant to Mother to see the red, red rose that I would wear. Each year would pass and I would grow as children do. I'd often fail to tell her things I thought she knew, that I would love her until the day I died, and my silence would bring a teardrop to her eyes. On Mother's Day, I no longer wore the rose, for it was something that I found that I'd outgrown. Then Dad would find me in my shame, in his eyes a look of pain, and place on me his own red rose for Mother's Day. I wore a red rose for Mother. I hope it gave her heart joy to see it there. Although she knew it belonged to another, she only smiled at the red rose that I would wear. Well, I was wed, and soon a precious one arrived. And as I gazed upon mother and child, I realized what the red rose had meant. For I could see that surely mothers were heaven sent. Mother's Day was coming soon, and I was cheered to wear the rose she'd waited on so many years. I didn't know the angels came, and that the rose that Dad had placed upon me was the last red rose I'd ever wear. I wore a snow white rose for Mother. How it filled my heart with pain to see it there, take her place in my heart, there'll be no other. And a snow-white rose I'll have to wear. Well, friend, if there is one thing I could say, that you should do on this special Mother's Day, the rose of white she cannot see when she is gone. So give your mother today a bright red rose. The rose of white she cannot see, dear Lord, and so please give to mother for me a bright